Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Mem Aleph Yerushalmi, and we are on Mem Aleph Beis. We started the sixth parak, last time parak, Hadar. So we spoke about new topic relating to Eruvei Chatzeros. We spoke about Erev Tchum in the past couple of prakim, and now we get into Eruvei Chatzeros. We mentioned if the Jews live in a semi-public area that is shared, so they have to make an Erev amongst each other in order to make themselves one big happy family. But if there's a non-Jew that's living in the Rishus, that would be a problem. So he would have to be, as we'll see, he'll have to rent out his rishus, be socher rishus. But if he doesn't, then he's asers. That's the first mission in the parak. Hador ima nachri b'chatzer. If a Jew is living with a non-Jew, or not only with a non-Jew, with somebody who is not mode be'eriv, he has a status of a non-Jew for this regard, somebody who is kofer in these halachas, akusi, or the like, as the Mefarshim explained, then they aser. Rabbi Zman Yaakov says, if it's only one guy and one Jew, that's not a problem. Because that's not a common case, where one Jew would live with one non-Jew, and therefore Chazal weren't gozer in that case, and therefore it is not, the Akum doesn't aser. And fundamentally, as the Mefarshim explained, the Karban Eda said, because really, according to Rabbi Zman Yaakov, Diras Akum is Lov Shma Dira. Really, it doesn't make a halachic difference. The deer of an akam doesn't have the halachic status, and therefore it won't aser. So it's only one. If there's more than one, then the rabbanar goes there. They don't want the Jews living with the non-Jew, but less than that, they wouldn't make a gzera. Then the Gemara just had back and forth the Tanakhama said, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what do you mean? Isn't a diras Yisrael like a diras behema and it asers? And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says back, no. Just like Diras Behema doesn't aser, so too Diras Akum doesn't aser, and that's where the Gemara ended, where we left off. So we're up a couple lines up from the bottom on Mem Amabes, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Yossi Bashim Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Which Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri? Right, when I have a talk about Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri was a week and a half ago. He was the one that said, if you remember back on Daf Lamed, that if somebody is sleeping when Shabbos starts, still, he is Kona Shvisa. You might say if he's sleeping, he took a nap Friday afternoon and he's sleeping into Shabbos, then he loses any Tchum because he doesn't have any Kavana when Shabbos starts. But we saw now, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri holds that a person is Kona Shvisa even if he's sleeping. That was Lamed Amabez. Mishiyashin Baderach Velo Yada Ache Chashecha Yishlo Alpayim Amalachal Ruach Divir Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. And that was what we said on Daf Lamed. So the Gemara here says that Rabbi Yochanan says we hold like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. And the Gemara says, Raboshi Aboy Matzricha, what's the chiddush of that? Why would we have to know that we all like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri? After all, don't we know that Halacha is always Kedivri HaMeikel Be'eruf, as we've said earlier in the Masechta. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri is the Meikel one by Eruf Tchumen, so Halacha is HaMeikel Be'eruf. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri? So Gemara says, well, it's the same Kahada, as we'll see a parallel in our Mishnah. Kahada the Tani, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Omer, just like Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov just like we say here, like in our Mishnah, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We quote it in the Brisa as if to say, we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What do we have to say we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Again, isn't he a kula? That if you're only with one non-Jew, that it doesn't aser. And yet we have to say we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So too, we have to say we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the earlier Mishnah. What's the parallel? Bram Krabanan Chalukan Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. In both cases, the Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov here. Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri earlier. That's why we have to say the halacha is like them. To teach me the halacha, even in a case where the rabbim are cholek on the yachid. Right? That's the chiddush of the, we had this earlier, but that's the chiddush of the Gemara in both cases. Both earlier, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in terms of Kona Shvisa when one's sleeping, and we pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in our Mishnah where there's only it's only usher if there are two Jews with the non-Jew, but if it's only one non-Jew and one Jew, then there wouldn't be a problem of Erev, Yachid and Rabim. Again, that's this. Any time you have a machlokes, but especially where a Yachid and a Rabim, right, that reflects the idea of Elu ve'Elu, of even if there's a Rabim that says a Shita, but if there's another Das Yachid that. That's a Tana that has the right to express his opinion. So then we would say, Elu ve'elu, Devei Elokim Chayim, right? We could paskin even like the Yachid, right? There was no bas kol against this Yachid, right? That was at the Gemara earlier in Erevin and the Bavli on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara quotes there, if you remember, that Rabbi Shammai Basil were arguing for many, many years. Amr Rav Abba Amr Shmuel, Shol Shonim Nechlu Rabbi Shammai Basil, Halala Omer Malacha Kamosenu, Halacha Omer Malacha Kamosenu. They each wanted the Halacha to be Nikva based on their Shita. Yasabaskal V'yamra, Elu V'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim Hein, V'Halacha Kabeisil. Elu V'elu, they're both, so to speak, have halachic significance, but we paskin like Beis Hillel. Why do we paskin like Beis Hillel? Because they were Makdim Divrei Shammai and they were Nochin V'aluvin. But that Gemara reflects that every Shita in Nashas has halachic validity, but in terms of who we paskin like, we go like Beis Hillel when it's Makdim Divrei Shammai Beis Hillel. Otherwise, there are different rules. There are different rules of Psak. Whenever there's a machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yehuda, whenever there's a machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, machlokes of Abayin Raven, Raven Shmuel, all different rules of who we paskin like. But one of those rules, as we just reflected here, is halacha k'divrei mekel ba'eruv, even against a rabbim, even against a rabbim. That's the chiddush both earlier, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and here, Blazer ben Yaakov. Remember the discussion in the Achronim? How do you view the principle of elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim? Many Achronim say Rabbi Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov, that there are multiple levels of truth. Multiple levels of truth. And Rav Moshe writes in the Hagdama to the Igros Moshe, this is what he calls emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. So the Moshe, there is a posting that goes through the proper channels, and he goes through, researches the sugya, and he has Yirat Shamayim, and he has Kovod Rosh, and he's worried that maybe he didn't get to the ultimate truth. Says Rav Moshe, it's okay, because what he did is also a truth. Rav Moshe says, "Sheyesh lachush vaday ulay lo kivnu amitas hadin kivishu emes klape shmaya, aval ha emes lahora'a kfar nemer lo bashamayim hi." That's Rav Moshe's wording. There's emes la amita and emes lahora'a. Ela kivisha nira la chacham acharei sheiyein karoi levara halacha b'shas of a poskim kifi kocho b'kovid rosh uviyurame Hashem yizbarach v'nira all those are have to be kovid rosh yurame Hashem yizbarach v'nira lo shakach hu psak hadin hu emes lahora'a u'mechuyev lahoros kein af im be'etzem galya klape shmaya she'eno kein apirish. So Rav Moshe explicitly notes that there are two levels of truth. This is what he calls emes la'amita and MS Lahora'a. MS upstairs in Shemayim. We try to get our MS Lahora'a, MS regarding Psak, to be the MS La'amita. But even if not, Rav Moshe says, as long as we went to the proper channels, they are both called MS. Rav Yaakov, Rav Moshe's contemporary, says the same exact idea, just using different words. Right? Ein Navi, Misnah, Ein Shnei Navi, Misnah, Ben Besignon Echad. Right? So just different words. Rav Yaakov's, he says it based on the Medrash. Very creative. He says, remember the Medrash that the Nevi'im, the Malachim were arguing, don't create the world. Not a bad idea to create man. MS says, don't create man. And Chesed says, create man. And the Shalom says, don't create man. And Tzedek says, create man. Machlok, what does Hashem do? The Medrash says, he takes MS, he throws MS to the ground, and he creates man. Right? So what did he do? So some of them first on the Medrash say, oh, now it's two against one. He got rid of one, so now it's only two against one. So he creates the world. But why did he throw Emes to the ground? Why didn't he throw Shalom to the ground? Right? So the answer is, at that moment, says Rabbi Yaakov, Hashem created a new form of Emes. By throwing Emes to the ground, Emes me'eretz titzmach, he created a new form of Emes. Now there's an Emes that flows up. And it's what he calls Emes Shamaimis and Emes Artsis, or Yachasit and Hechletit, absolute truth and relative truth. It says there could be something called relative truth based on, you know, human beings' thought system, even if it doesn't reach the level of ultimate truth. So this is Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Moshe, all based on the principle of Elu Ve'elu, and that's how we could paskin, like, even a Das Yachid against a Rabbim, as we have the examples, here. Just one other Shita, and that is, the Maharal reflects the idea against Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov. There aren't multiple levels of truth. There are multiple truths, meaning it's not different levels. It's two equal truths, depending on how you look at it. Based on that, the Ritva on that Gemara in Erevin that I just read, where the Ritva quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas. Interesting in this sugya. The Ritva, one of the great Chachmei Sfarad, quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas, the French rabbis. How could it be Elu Ve'elu? When Moshe went up to Har Sinai, Hashem showed him about every halachic topic. Mem tes panim lad iser, mem tes panim lad heter. And he asked Hashem, I don't understand. Is it mutar, is it aser, is it tame, is it tar? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Chachmei Yisrael Shebechol Devadar will decide. V'yachra kamosam. What does that mean? Is it tame, is it tar? So the Maharal gives the mashal of the tree. You ask, what makes a tree grow? Somebody says water. Somebody says the sun. Somebody says moist, the soil. So who's right? The answer is they're all right. It just depends on perspective. It depends what each person thinks is Iker and what is Tafel. It says that's Torah. Every concept in Torah is multifaceted. There's no simple. Everything has many aspects. And the question is, what's Iker, what's Tafel? So that's not multiple levels of truth. Those are multiple equal truths, depending on your perspective. And that's how the Maharal explains that that Ritva, and that's also another approach of Elu ve'Elu. Okay, so that's in terms of passing like a Yachid, even though it might be against a Rabbin. Our next Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Gamliel. We mentioned this Mishnah a couple of daf ago. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa b'tztuki echa chayadari manu b'mavi b'yushalayim. There was a tztuki. So we just spoke about a guy. So a guy, does a guy's dira aser? So he said it's a machlokes tanaim. Tanakama said yes. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said no, midaraisa. But he would aser if there's more than one Jew. Midarabanan. That's what he said in the Mishnah. What about a stuki? What it's stuki? Somebody, again, a Jew, who only believes in Torah Shebechsav and not in Torah Shebalpeh. So Rav Gamliel said there was a stuki that lived in our Mavui, in Yerushalayim. And to add in this detail, and he was Mevatel Rishuso. So that's a new concept. So we mentioned a goy, the only way a goy could not ruin our Erev is if he rents out his Rishus. Socher Rishuso. But a Jew could be Mevatel Rishuso. A Jew could say, I hereby relinquish my rights to this chatzar. I'm staying in my house, locking the door, Bittel Rishus. So a Jew could do that. Could a Tztuki do that? That's the question here. A tztuki who doesn't believe, do we consider him a Jew and he could do a bitl rishus? Or do we say, no, he's like a guy. So bitl rishus is meaningless. So, ma'isa b'tztuki echa chayadari man abba mavi b'Yerushalayim. Amar lanu abba. And our father, Rabbi Gamliel's father, who was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. There were a couple of Rabbi Gamliels. But this one is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, our father, told us, maharu, votzi was kol ha'kelim l'mavui, ashlo yotziv yeser aleichem, quickly. After he was Mevatel Rishus, quickly take out your stuff to the yard so that he can't re-aser on you. What does that reflect? What does that mean? It sounds like the Bittel worked, but he might renege on the Bittel, right? He might say, oh, just joking, I want it. But if the Jews take their chatzer, take their dvarim, their kalim to the chatzer, that would kind of give them authority of the chatzer and would prevent the tztuki from reneging on his Bittel Rishus. So Rabbi Gamliel, according to the first version that we have in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Gamliel says, my father told me that the bittel of its tztuki works. It works. It's just like he could retract. So that's why our father told us, quickly take your stuff out so you could, you know, establish ownership of the yard before he wouldn't be able to renege on his bittel rishus. That's one version. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Balashan Acheres. Rabbi Yehuda had a different version of what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had said. What do you say? Maharu va'asu tzarchechem b'mavui. Not take out your stuff, but do whatever you need to do in the mavui. Ach lo yosef yisrael lechem, until he comes out. Meaning, it sounds like from that version that his bittel didn't work. So basically says, do what you need to do now, because, you know, when it comes to Shabbos, because some of the gears of ashe yetzi, until the day goes out, not ashe yotzi. So yetzi, the day goes out because the bittel didn't work. Good. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa Pesuk, Yechad V'chulu, Rev Acha, Rev Chinna B'Shem Rekahana, Ein Halacha K'Rev Yehuda. We don't paskin like this Rev Yehuda, right, the second version, who held that the bittel didn't work. So the Gemara says, D'lo kein ma'an amrim. What, if you hadn't said that, what would we have said? Rev Yehuda V'cham Te Halacha K'Rev Yehuda. Well, what would have been the Havamina? Right, there's Machlok, the Mishnah, Rev Yehuda, and the Chachamim. So you say, oh, the Halacha is like Rev Yehuda. Obvious. Right, of course, we go like the Chachamim. Right, so what's your Chiddush? Ella, now based on what we just said at the beginning of this year. Begin, Demar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, V'shem Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Halacha K'devri HaMekol B'Hilchaz Erevin. But didn't we learn that Halacha is K'devri HaMekol in Hilchaz Erevin? So you might have thought here too, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, even against the Rabbanan, kamash malan, that we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. The shaila here, though, is, you know, let's just continue reading for, and then we'll get back to how to understand this. Similarly, same discussion, we paskin, we're back on the flamid, that if you're sleeping when Shabbat starts. We always pass on Lakula, Bilchaz Ervin. So why do you have to even say that? Or the Charbonnet that changes this to the Girsav, Umitartzinan Allah, and we answered that question. Savrid Meimar Yachad Itzel Yachad. I might have thought that when do you apply go like Halachah Kedivrei Meiko Be'erif when it's one against one? Hayachad Itzel Rabim Lo. But if it's Yachad Itzel Rabim, I would have thought not. Then you'd have to go back to Rabim. Aser Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, B'Shem Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Halachah Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Afilu Chacham Chalukan Alav. That's what we had to say that. That's what we had, exactly what we said earlier. That's what we had to emphasize. Lachas Rabbi Manuri, even though it's a yachid against a rabbin. Viko tia, lacha Rabbi Yehuda, filo chacham chokol alav. And therefore, you might have thought here too, in our Mishnah, that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, even though the chachamim argue, because halacha k'divrei meiko be'erev. That's what I would have thought. That's what we have to go out of its way to say, here not. Here not, here you wouldn't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. The question though here is, the simple reading how we read the Mishnah was, Rabbi Yehuda is a chumrah, not a kula. So what do you mean? We would have thought that Allah could never make up an error. If you go like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is a chumrah in our Mishnah. So that bothers the Achronim, right? What exactly is going on here? So the Achronim say, well, maybe there is one sad that is a kula. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? A tzuka can't be mavata rishus. If he can't be mavata rishus, that means we treat him like a guy. We treat him like a guy. There is one kula. When you have one guy and one Jew living together, then you don't need anything, as we said in the first Mishnah. One, if the tzuki was considered a Jew who's just in a moda be'eriv, then you would need something with one other Jew. So that is one tzad of kula that Rabbi Yehuda would hold. The Rabbi Yehuda would say that if because he treats the tzuki like a non-Jew, then one and one wouldn't need. But kamash malan, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the kamash malan? Because 99% of the sheet is chumrah, right? So that could be the kamash malan. Even though there is a tzad lakula here, that he would treat a tzuki like a non-Jew, but it would not be enough to say halacha kedivrei kedvarav in this case. The tzukim, if you remember, came from tzadok, right? The tzadok and baisus, were tamidim from Antigonus Ish Socho, right? Who's the one author of in the beginning of the Pirkei Avos. He was the one that said, don't serve Hashem for the reward. Right, I'll tell you, Kishan Rabbanashal Makabal Pras, Ella Shalom Manaslakabal Pras. And the Mefarshim explain that the Talmidim of Tzadok and Baisos misunderstood their Rebbe. And that led to tragedy. Right, what did he say? He said, don't serve Hashem for the reward. He didn't say there is no reward. He said, don't serve Hashem for the reward. But they misunderstood. And they went out like, oh, you know what Rebbe said? Rebbe said there's no Olam Haba. There's all of Haba, there's no reward. And therefore they rejected. And they went out and they started a new sect. The Rambam, go in order. But the Avos Rabbi Nassan. Avos Rabbi Nassan is a expansion of Pirkei Avos. As we know, every line in Pirkei Avos gets a perek in Avos Rabbi Nassan. Avos Rabbi Nassan is, like 40 prakim or so. 41 prakim. The Avos Rabbi Nassan says there in the end of the fifth perek, they learned from him and they had their own Talmidim. Is it possible that the worker is not going to get paid? Meaning that's how they misunderstood their Rebbe. When the Rebbe says, have a Shamshan Sarav, Shalom and Aslakabal Pras, they said, oh, there's no reward? He just meant to say, don't do it with that kavana. But they misunderstood. They said, oh, is it possible that a worker could work without getting paid? Ela ilu hanu yodin rabosinu shish olam acher v'yishchias ameisim lo hayomrim kach. If there was another world, they wouldn't say that. Amdu upir shumin atorah v'nifritzu mehen shtei pratzos tstokim ubaitusim. Tstokim al shem tzadok, baitusim al shem baitus. Right? And they went off. The Rambam on that Mishnah, beginning of Pirkei Avos, says they wanted to really reject everything. They wanted to just totally go off. But they knew that if they rejected Torah totally, nobody would follow them. That's why they had to accept or say they accepted something. And that's why they said they accepted Torah Shebichsav. Right? Because Sheker, as Rashi quotes in Parsha Shlach, Sheker ein lo raglayim, unless you have a little bit of emes to ground it, to anchor it. Remember the Meraglim? The Meraglim started off by saying, it's an Eretz, something positive. One pasuk. And then they went off and said everything they said. The Rashi says there, because you need a little emes to anchor the Sheker. That's what the Rambam says here. V'kivet she'yefshar lahem l'rakezes hamonim saviv ha'emuna shehuska lahem, l'vishe emuna ra'azu mafrida bein ha'me'uchadim, v'heich tu'ached es ha'mefuradim, chazru la'ameis es ha'davar she'inim yichol ma'achisho esel ha'mon. They had to admit part of to something. V'ilu ha'izu al-kach ha'yu neheragin. If they would have rejected the Torah Shebichsav, they just would have been killed. Klomar Torah Shebichsav. V'dima kol echad mehem be'enei siyato shumam in b'Torah Shebichsav v'cholik ala kabbalah. So they made it as if they accepted Torah Shebichsav and only rejected Torah Shel Peh. Deep down they rejected everything, but they knew they wouldn't have been accepted if they rejected everything, and therefore this is what Chazal again blame Antigonus a little bit for not being as clear as he should have been, right? And therefore they. Right, he said something that could have been misinterpreted, obviously with the Talmidim's fault, but message to the Rebbe always has to be clear. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, Chotzer sheishla shnei psachim. If you have rules about Goyim and Jews in the Chotzer, if you have a yard that has two doors, the yard is open to two mavuis, right, one on each side. V'yisrova gaidaram b'socha, and in this Chotzer, a Jew and a non-Jew live. The question is, we're not sure to which mavui shall we apply the residence of each of the chatzar people. Meaning, who do they have to make a shituf to, or who do they have to be socher makom from? Right? They have one Jew and one non-Jew. So be Yisrael ata mahalech achar aragil. By a Jew, you can go by whichever path he usually goes. However he goes into his house. Does he go from this side or that side? Whichever one he usually goes into, that's the one that you could assume he's connected to that one, and he should make an Erev Chatzeros, or a Shita Mavos, with that one. The one he's the Ragel to. Ubegoy, but a guy doesn't really care about halacha, and he might like Pedafka or whatever. So, but a guy, at mahalech achar shein a Ragel. You even have to, the Karman Ede adds in the word af. You have to worry about both sides. You have to worry about both sides, and therefore he would have to be socher reshus from both sides. But if there's a group of people, if there's more, there's a bunch of Jews than the guy, so then you're allowed. You could assume if most people use a certain path, then you could assume the guy's also going to go on that path. If that's the more traveled path, then you could assume that he's going to use that path as well. As the commentator says, Nigrar Abasrahu. He'll be pulled after them. Continuing, Bitel Rishuso Haragil, if the Jew, so what happened? We just said that the Jew, again, you had this chatzer in between two alleys, in the way two mavis. So he said the Jew, you assign to the one he more commonly goes through. So let's say you did that. So he's Mevatel Rishus to the north one. He's Mevatel Rishus, meaning he reclused himself and he's not going to use that. But one second. But he might want to go out of his house on Shabbos. And he just like ruined his ragil. So guess what? Nasa Shena Ragil Ragil. So now the Eino Ragel doesn't help you out if you only did one side. The Eino Ragel becomes the Ragel because that's the only one that's open to him now. And therefore, for Shabbos, you're going to have to do something with the Ragel side too. As we move on to the Rishus there. Hiski Rishus Soha Ragel, similarly, what if he was Socha Rishus? This Gemara sounds Beferish. We'll have to get back to this. That a Jew could also be Socha Rishus. A Jew could also be Socha Rishus. We mentioned a Goy could be Socha Rishus and a Jew could be Mevatel Rishus. But this Gemara sounds like a Jew also. It's a machlokas. Hisker reshus so haragil. So if the Jew, let's say, rented out the ragil, so now says shena ragil, ragil, same thing. But now the other one becomes his open one on Shabbos. Erev she'eno ragil, or the other way, what if he made an erev with the one that he's not commonly going out with? We don't say then kavachomer that would work for the other one. Lo huta haragil. Right, he would have to make an Eruv with the Ragil too. You don't say one would cover the other one. Right, you see the Havamina, the Karban Eda says right across, Sagada the Chamina, Kivan ti Erev im Eino Ragil, since he made an Eruv with the one that's not common, Na'asu HaRagil ke Eino Ragil, Umutarim. So you might say the Eino Ragil is taken care of, the Ragil becomes like the Eino Ragil, we don't say that. No, V'chumru hu lamrin hachiv lalakula. So we don't say that the Eruv with the Eino Ragil works for the Ragil. Period. What about other people? We spoke about Goy. We spoke about Stuki. We had a machlokas about Stuki. Ger Toshav. What about a Ger Toshav? What is a Ger Toshav? There are Yeshitas and the Rishonim. Is it someone who accepted to do the Sheva Mitzvos Bei Noach? One type of Ger Toshav. Is it a Goy who accepted not to do Avodah Zarah? Rashi says it a few times. The Rambam says that in one place. Right, the Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia. Hilchas Isurei Bia, the Rambam's Lashon is Ezeo Ger Toshav, Ze Shegoy, Shekiba Olav Shalo Yavod Avodah Zarah. Im Shar HaMitzvah Shenestavo B'nei Noach. It's, what do you mean Im Shar HaMitzvah? Isn't Avodah Zarah one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? That's the Rambam's Lashon. V'lo Ma V'lo Tavel. Harizam Kaplan Osav Arahiu Mechaside Umos Ha'olam. It's a ger that you're allowed to have as a toshav in Eretz Yisrael. But again, huge, huge topic. Ger toshav, Rav Asher Weiss discusses, is the Kabbalah of the ger toshav, is that really a separate status? Like there's, is there a status of, sounds like from the Ritva in Makas Daf Tes, you have a Ben Noach, and you have a ger toshav. And the Ben Noach might just be somebody who does the Sheva Mitzvahs, or should do the Sheva Mitzvahs, and the ger toshav is someone who accepted to do the Sheva Mitzvahs. So is that really a status? He assumes it's not really a status. He's just but it might be just a halacha that he might have to do. Ger Toshav, the Eved Toshav, or an Eved Toshav, similar to a Ger Toshav, but it's an Eved who did not accept to be an Eved Kanani, who's chayav in mitzvahs like an Isha, but he accepted to be like a Toshav. Umishumed begili panim, or a total heretic, who's mishumid, he rejects Torah, and based on Tosfos, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, he even violates in public just Isuri Durabanan. But he does it habitually. It's not just one time thing. A habitual sinner, Hariyukuchai Lechal Davar, in for this case of Bittel or Schiras Pashus, these are all called non Jews. Is Tani Tani Hakostar Osamiyad Vachsan Yalachar Shloshim. Kostar is a government appointed official that lives in the neighborhood. Achsanya are just soldiers that happen to be roaming, that they happen to be in your area. So do these non-Jews who are not permanent in their residence, right, do they aser your area? So akustar, so miyad akustar, asers right away. We'll see why. Vachsan yelachar shloshim, but the roaming soldiers only after a month. Is tani tani akustar osa lachar shloshim, vachsan yein osa as la'olam. But there's another brisa that's more mekel, that the kustar, not right away, but after 30 days, and vachsan yein never aser. So, here the svaris. Manda amar hakustar osa miyad, according to the one who says the kustar, the officer, the government official that's appointed, biragil, that's someone who is frequently there. A governmental official who's basically independent. He's not always told where to go. He can decide where to go, and he's there a lot. So that's why he asks right away, and you'd have to be so cherishus. These roaming soldiers, no, only if they're there for a month. They're not there for a month, then they're just roaming. Mandamar kakuster osel achar shloshim. According to one who says that even the kuster, the officer, only asers later on. Be'ilin da'ilin bereshus. Those are the ones that go with legally. If they go legally, then we say, okay, if you're there for a month, you're part of the community. Vachsan yein oseres olam be'ilin da'ilin b'lo bereshus. If you have some roaming soldiers that have no rights to be there, they can be thrown out at any time, then they're not considered residents. Not considered residents. Okay, so now let's get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had two versions. Right, remember the Mishnah said, Rabbi Gamliel, quoted Rabbi Gamliel, my father said, after the Tzduki was Mevatel Rishus, either, what was version one, quickly take our stuff out there so he can't renege, or do your stuff there because it didn't work. Right, that's how we understood the Mishnah. So we're really going to have two days here in the Gemara. What exactly is the focus of the Machlokas? Number one, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Bittul Rishus b'Neon. As we just explained, whether Bittul Rishus works is the Machlokas. And the Gemara now is going to be a little confusing because it's just going to give different names to the Shittas of the Mishnah. But it's the same Shittas. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir, that's what we're calling the Tanakama in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir, the first version, Yeshlo Bittul Rishus, right? The Tzduki can do Bittul Rishus, but we just don't want him to renege. V'Rabbanan Amrim Rabbanan, which is the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbanan Amrim Einlo Bittul Rishus. No, he can't think about the Rishus, so the instructions were, just do your stuff before Shabbos. Rabbi Meir Omer Yeshlo Bittul Rishus. One second. Rabbi Meir says, he can be Mevatel Rishus, Vatel Marmaru, so why did the Rabbi Gamliel say, quickly take your stuff out, if the Bittul Rishus works? Why was he so quick? So the Gemara says, no, Ava be Gavder, Meir Omer, Yeshlo, Bittul Rishus, even though he came in Bittul Rishus, Modu Shezach of Mavi Tchila. He agrees, though, that whoever takes their stuff out to the Mavi first wins. Meaning, even though he was mevatel reshus, if he then takes his stuff out, then he's reneged on his bitul reshus. That's why Gamliel said quickly, you're right, it worked, but now quickly go take your stuff out so that you establish that you are the owners of this mavui. V'tani kein v'bneishu mevatel reshus of Yisrael, divrei Meir, and the Braisa says, according to Rabbi Meir, that the tzduki can be mevatel reshus. Says the Gemara 1 minute, but don't we have on Tamara's daf, being shogin b'mezet hareza oser, right? Rabbi Meir says on Tamara's daf that whether he reneges mezid or shogeg, he could renege. So isn't that a problem? We just said that if you take out your stuff, he can't renege. Then where it says, yeah, can he must he say, no, sir. No, the Mishnah just say he can, sir. Meaning once you take out your stuff, he can't renege. So change the girsa in Tamara's daf, period. But that is all shot number one of the difference of the day is in our Mishnah. Number two, Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chinna, kalama modi sheish lo vitul reshus. No, everybody agrees that he's considered a Jew, the tzduki, and he can be mevatel reshus. The machlokes is whether he could renege. But the first day was that the machlokes was that he could be mevatel reshus in the first place. The second day here is that no, everybody agrees he can be mevatel reshus. Ma pligi lachzerbo. The question is about reneging. Remeir omer mevatel reshuso. We're going to switch the girsa. Ve'eno chozebo. Remeir says, no, he can't be chozerbo once you took your stuff out. Rabbanan amri mevatel reshuso v'chozerbo. But then say, no, he can mevatel reshus, but then he could also renege, no matter whenever. So Meir omer mevatel reshuso v'eino chozerbo. 1 second, Meir says he can't be chozerbo v'at amr ma'aru. Same thing we asked before. If he can't renege, then why do you have to quickly take your stuff out? The answer is no, he can't take your stuff out. He can't renege only after you take your stuff out. Avagadir Meir omer mevatel reshuso v'eino chozerbo modu shezachem mavitchila. No, when does Rabbi Meir say he can't renege after you take your stuff out? So once you take your stuff out and you've established that this is yours, so then he can't renege. But according to the second day is that no, he could always renege. He could always renege. The Tani Kane and one Raya to Rav Chanina that the Machlokas is about the ability to retract is the following. Mipneishu Mevatel Reshuso Ki Yisrael Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir compares the Tzduki to a Jew. So just like a Jew can't retract, once the others take out their stuff, so too, the tzduki cannot retract once the other people put their stuff in. And then Gemara says again, but doesn't the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf say, Rav Meir says he can retract? No. Change the girsa to we can't. So basically, 2 days in the Gemara here, what are the 2 days in the Mishnah? Is it that it's machlokas is whether tzduki is like a goy or not, meaning whether he can be involved in reshus, or the second day is that everybody agrees he's like a Jew, right? The tzduki. He's like a Jew. The question is, does he have the same halachas of a Jew fully? And that means once the other Jews took out their reshus, then he can no longer renege, or he doesn't have the status and that he can really renege no matter what, whenever he wants, even if the Jews would take out their stuff first. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll continue as we are in the sixth paragraph of Masechta Zeirah.